This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
One of the great mindset tricks that I have, if you like life hacks like I do, I wake up every morning and tell myself, I am guaranteed 24 hours every day of my life, and that's the way I'm gonna live it. I'm guaranteed 24 hours every day of my life, except for the last day. And so I might get cheated a few hours when I'm over 111, because I'm gonna live to over 111. I was born on January 11th, 111, there you go. So, but I live my life every day. I wake up saying, damn, I got 24 more hours, let's get at it. And if it's the last day of my life, so I'm only cheated a few hours, maybe I'll die in my sleep and only be cheated even less. That's a good way to live your life, because it's guaranteed to be that way. So I go ahead and appreciate everything through gratitude. Why? Because gratitude has three things that we do. We find with gratitude the light, the love, and the lessons in everything. So pain what? Pain doesn't become punishment in the world of not enough. What does it become? It becomes promotion, protection, and love. Through gratitude, through the ability to appreciate everything. I lost over $100 million in 2008 and went bankrupt. Now, my basement had a basement because not only did I have to go tell my mom that I went bankrupt, when the only reason I wanted to be rich was to take care of her, but I forgot to take my name off of her title. So I got the blessing of humility of telling my mom, I lost everything and you have to move. I lost your house. Yeah. Took a lot of gratitude on my side to find the light, the love, and the lessons in that, to find how that wasn't punishment. Now, when it happened that day, I came home and I did not see the light, the love, and the lessons in that situation. But I immediately got onto the divine direction to see so, to think so. And the first thing I started with was my mom's reaction to what had happened. I had told her, Mom, I lost everything. And I was crying when I came to the door. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, she's like, what happened? Are you okay? Are the kids okay? Is your wife okay? Yeah. But I lost everything. I broke down crying. I go, and I lost your house. And she's like, oh, but are you okay? I'm like, I don't think you heard me. I lost your house. You have to move. She's like, I heard you. Do you need money? That was the first place I started when I got home, thinking about how the hell did I get punished like this when I did so much good in my life? And I started thinking, my mom, that's weird. I always said she didn't get it, and it seems like maybe she does get it and I don't get it. And so I started using gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons. And here I am, 16 years later, I make more money than I ever have had. I help more people than I ever dreamed of, and I have more fun than I also have ever dreamed of. I have the pure freedom of only doing what I want to do. I pay people to do everything I don't want to do or can't find the light, love, and lessons in it. I would pay someone to worry if I can find them. I have an ad out there still. So gratitude in order to appreciate what we have. And then I went to acknowledgement, accountability, acknowledgement. Acknowledgement, the word acknowledgement means to acquire the knowledge. So if you're looking or seeking or wishing or hoping or praying for the light, the love, and the lessons and what you used to deem to be punishment, but now you see it's protection, promotion, and love. Pain, for example, setbacks, failures, and mistakes are indicators that you have a better place to be. I will tell you, for example, in my case, that today, 16 years later, I will tell you, but for me losing everything, I would be dead. I guarantee I'd be divorced, but dead most likely. If that didn't humble me and give me the light, the love, and the lessons in order to effectuate the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude in my life that I had lost because I entitled myself and believed the BS, and all I thought was money was what was really making me happy. And so I surrounded myself with the same type of people, with the same type of ideas that thought that, hey, you know, we can get even higher than being fulfilled, passionate, and purposeful, and profitable. We can get even higher by using drugs, alcohol, going to bad places, doing bad things, and not appreciating the amazing family I had, my health, my wealth, and all the things that I had almost lost. Some of it I did lose. And so acknowledgement, by its own definition, is to acquire the knowledge. Through gratitude and forgiveness and accountability, we acquire knowledge. I believe there's only one way to acquire knowledge. And the first thing I thought was the only way I could acquire knowledge was to give it away. Because the more I give, the more I receive. And I thought that was an automatic. And most of you do too. But what I realized through my journey was acknowledgement not just comes from giving away, it comes from it being stolen from you, cheated from you, manipulated from you, lost. Why? Because to acquire the knowledge, to acquire 100% of the knowledge of what you had and truly appreciate what you have, you just don't have to have it anymore. It doesn't matter how you don't have it anymore. Once you don't have it, the love of your life, the brand new car, whatever, your purse, your wallet, your cell phone, once you don't have it anymore, you really appreciate the full meaning. You receive acknowledgement through that gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. Accountability has three different lessons in it that we can learn from. One, what did I do to be responsible for this? Two, what did I do to attract this to me? And three, what am I doing to participate in the perception of what's going on? Which you have complete control of because you give meaning to everything you see, which makes this acknowledgement so important because the only limitation of all of our paths and pasts is meaning. And you have the power to give meaning to whatever you see. You give meaning to the failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances, successes in your life. And if you give it a meaning that's not aligned with your divine direction of where you think you want to be better, you're going to limit yourself. The only other thing that will limit your future is your own self-image, which is also directly related to the meaning that you give your own life, because you never will overachieve your own self-image. And your own self-image will never be high enough. Not if you live in abundance. Abundance is defined as the infinite, abundant, unified system of more than enough of everything for everyone. Not enough for me. And not even just enough for me. But everything for everyone. More than enough for me and you to come through me for everyone. I lived in the world of just enough from 9 months out of law school when I made my first million, to when I was running Lee Steinberg, the most notable sports agency in the world, worth over $100 million, and having access to what billionaires could afford to do. Sidelines, backstages, back cabins, all the most famous millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers, surrounding me, blowing smoke straight up my ass, telling me how great I was. I am, I'll tell you that. I am blank. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy, but I figure out what I am doing to interfere with that which is great, the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source. Doesn't matter what religion, philosophy, theory, spirituality you believe in, I will challenge you, if you want to live in abundance, if you want to live in the world I live in, with the meaning that I give it, and the divine direction that I'm on every single day, then I believe, and I'll challenge you, that you have to believe in something bigger than you that is omniscient, all-powerful, and loves you more than your mom. That's it.